Welcome back to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. On the program, I defer to some really fine experts in many different fields, including style, culture, and food. And my food expert is home chef Kathy Grun, who I really want you to check out her website because it's so rich in terrific content, butterflowersugarsalt.com. Kathy is a home cook, but she's an experienced home cook. She has all kinds of interesting tips, recipes, from sweet to savory, food finds. Go to butterflowersugarsalt.com. You see what I mean. My favorite on her site right now is maple roasted chicken with fresh figs and potatoes, which sounds insanely good. I do cook, by the way, with maple syrup all the time. Yeah, whether it's poultry or pork or in yogurt, I do defer to the maple syrup. It is just so good, so delicious, and good for you. Today on America Weekend, Kathy talks about scents and herbs. And of course, whenever you cook, having herbs be part of your preparation is so very important because the herbs bring to life the food. So Kathy Grun talks about herbs and spice today on America Weekend. Kathy?
Thanks, Valerie. I've got something that I have in my kitchen that I consider an unsung accompaniment to all of my cooking. It's a little brown clay jar of Herbes de Provence. Many of you are probably familiar with it. You see it at specialty stores, and it's a rather cute little clay jar. And it's usually given as a house gift or for the holidays, or you just usually pick it up because you're attracted to the jar. All it is a wonderful herbal blend of amazing aromatics. It's dried thyme, it's dried oregano, basil, savory, fennel seeds, and sometimes some dried lavender, and it is fantastic. And it can be used for a multitude of cooking and baking ideas. Add a few tablespoons to some olive oil, and you've got a great marinade to slather on some meats before you roast them or grill them. The same for fish. It just adds a wonderful flavoring to fish. It's also great just to sprinkle some into a saute pan when you're sauteing up some vegetables. And the same goes for eggs. Sprinkle a little Herbes de Provence into some eggs before you scramble them or make them into an omelet, and it's fantastic. And if you want to use them for baking, Herbes de Provence in some buttery shortbread is fantastic. And if you've listened to my posts before, you know that I've done it lavender in shortbread. So it's a really great use to, for baking as well. But this whole thing is, the other night I reached to add some Herbes de Provence to something I was doing, and I realized I'm almost out. The jar is almost empty. And I sort of had a little bit of a panic, like, oh no, I'm going to have to go order it online or go to a specialty store. And then I had this light bulb moment. Open my kitchen cabinet. I've got all these spices and all these herbs. Make my own. So that's what I did. I made my own Herbes de Provence. And it's really, you're playing a perfumer, if you would. You're really combining smells and textures, and it's just a wonderful layering of flavors. And I really stuck to the traditional form of Herbes de Provence. I added thyme, savory, fennel seeds, a little oregano. I added a touch of rosemary, and I do have lavender, so I added some lavender. Now, you can just mix it all up. I like to put it into a mortar and pestle, and then gently, with a little bit of applied pressure with the pestle, crush the herbs together so they're fragrant. Another really fun way to create your own blend is to put it into a salt or pepper grinder. Put all the herbs together, and then with each twist of the grinder, you get a wonderful amount. Now, I have a caveat to this recipe, so to speak. You really want to make sure your dried herbs are actually fresh. And a lot of us, me included, don't clean out our spice drawer as regularly as we should. You should really keep your dried spices no more than 3 to 4 months, because they do, even though they're dried, they lose their smell, they lose their potency. So if your herbs aren't as fresh as you want them for dried, run to the supermarket and just buy them. It'll be cheaper in the long end to make your own blends. And it's a lot of fun. It also makes a great gift. And play with the proportions. I like to do equal proportions of each herb for my herb blends, and I sometimes will make different blends for different types of food. But making your own herb blends is a lot of fun, and it's a great gift. And you can even go one step further and go to a little pottery store and paint your own little jar and put them in. It's a lot of fun, and it will be something that you'll enjoy, as will your friends and family. I hope you try it and let me know what you think. Thanks.
Accomplished home chef Kathy Gruen from butterfloursugarsalt.com. I'm embarrassed to say my spices last way longer than 3 to 4 months. They're there a long time. I've got to do something about it. Thanks for the information, Kathy, and thank you for joining us on America Weekend today. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
Think green. Harrison with you with another global warming reality check. Falsehood number two. There's no smoking gun that people are responsible for global warming. This coming from several government officials on the receiving end of large-scale donations. Fact. Smoking guns are everywhere that scientists look. The entire decade from 1998 to 2007 was the warmest on record. Glaciers are in retreat on every continent. And Arctic sea ice has been shrinking over the past 20 years in total agreement with model predictions. And levels of CO2 in the atmosphere are higher now than at any time in the last 600,000 years and getting higher every year. Fact, 2,500 of the best climate scientists across the world, citing hundreds of the latest studies, have concluded that global warming is truly happening and that you and I seem to be the main contributors.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was known as Slash, and his last-second Hail Mary pass as a quarterback in 1994, the miracle in Michigan, is among the greatest plays in college football history.
Stewart, with time, lets it go. He's got three people down there. The ball's up in the air. Caught! Touchdown!
So where is Cordell Stewart now? Cordell has transitioned into a successful broadcasting career. He's a top football analyst for ESPN, and he's been a sideline reporter for UFL broadcast. After not throwing a pass in an NFL game for 9 seasons, Cordell formally retired as a Pittsburgh Steeler in 2012.
There goes Slash up the left sideline, 80 yards for the Steeler touchdown.
Cordell Stewart, quarterback / retired. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.